Mountain soils are the fragile foundations of ecosystems that ultimately provide water for more than half of the world's population. According to experts, however, this important natural resource is not being managed well. Today, the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization released a new book that offers technical insights on the sustainable management of these soils. But to elaborate more on what's at stake when we're talking about mountain soils is Thomas Hoffer, coordinator of the Mountain Partnership Secretariat, which is housed at FAO in Rome. Mr. Hoffer, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
What are the most critical mountain soil issues concerning the experts involved in this work?
First of all, it's important to recognize that the mountain soils, they are the basis for the food security and nutrition of up to 900 million people who live in mountains. We all know that mountains are fragile ecosystems. They have steep slope, and accordingly, the mountain soils are quite shallow. They also need more time to regenerate, especially if you go to higher elevations where the temperature is lower. And obviously, because of the slopes, the mountain soils are very prone to soil erosion. And in that sense, the management of the mountain soils, and in particular the soil cover, vegetation or forest and so on, is absolutely critical.
What does the book suggest in terms of improving the sustainability of mountain soils?
There are a number of suggestions and recommendations. And first of all, the book suggests that it's important to empower mountain family farmers and small-scale farmers, because as we heard before, they are ultimately the custodians of the scarce and the important resources in mountain areas such as water and soils. It's important to support rural women because they are, in the end, in many cases, responsible for the agricultural production, for the quality of the soils, etc. And finally, I think it's important to consider that mountain soils need to be managed in a landscape approach. So mountain soils are part of a landscape, and especially in mountain areas, these landscapes are always a combination of forestry, of pasture management, of agriculture. So it's very important to consider management of mountain soils really in a very holistic landscape approach with the different land use systems. And to conclude this question, I think what is also needed is to have a much better information systems about mountain soils. I mean, there are statistics and maps about soil types in the world, but they are not yet enough disaggregated specifically for the mountain regions. It's a fact, you know, that many mountain communities, they are not part of decision-making. They have no voice in decision-making or policy-making because they are far away, because they are marginal, because maybe they are indigenous communities. And to ensure that mountain farmers can manage their soils in a sustainable manner, they need to have a much stronger voice. They need to be appreciated in policy-making. They need to get more attention even in education, in allocation of resources of national budget. So they receive the basis to be able to manage the resources in a sustainable way and remain in mountain areas. Because in many mountain areas, because of marginalization, there is the problem of out-migration. And that's not very conducive for sustainable management of the mountain soils.
Mr. Hoffer, thank you.
You are most welcome.